Could you tell me a little bit about your collection?
Our collection started back in about 1990. We made a decision to, at the Hart County Fair, to try to promote our basket culture. Baskets had been showing up at the fair for a long time in the handicraft section, but we decided we really need to do more to promote them or to let people make aware of them. So we had a basket contest we started sponsoring at the fair and offered some pretty good prize money at it, and it really stirred up interest. And this started in the early 1990s, and that kind of started our interest in the baskets. We would sponsor the contest. Folks would bring their baskets in, and we might have anywhere from 30 to 70 baskets in the contest, and would have it at the fair and make a big show out of it. And the contestants, the deal is they go to the contest, but they either make us a basket just like the winner, or we get to buy the winner. So we have collected a lot of the baskets from the basket contest ever since then and put them up in the clinic. We've also gotten other baskets over time from just different basket makers that we've known or known about, or a lot of them that passed away, and the families know that we have an interest, and we're trying to establish names for basket makers and bring them in, and we'll buy a basket from a family. Maybe it was granddaddy had made. And so it's nice to be able to see the different folks who've made baskets, and a lot of folks have made baskets in Hart County. In fact, Hart County is the epicenter of white oak basket making in the state of Kentucky. It all starts at Cub Run. It's where most of these people have their background, where they were based or their folks were raised. So it's kind of a true part of Hart County culture is white oak basket making. And it is a fabulous folk art that these people have. It's been going on. The first folks came into this county around 1800 making baskets, and their families, like the Childers family, they've been making them ever since. There's 12 generations of those people who've made baskets, and they started making them around 1800. The first real documentation we've got of white oak baskets is a picture I have of one of the early Mammoth Cave guides. This was a slave who was the early guides, and this would have been made before 1860, the photograph we have, and he's standing there with his cave gear on, with a Hart County basket in his arm. And that's the first actual documentation of Hart County baskets. And the families all have a lot of their stories over time that they've collected, and there's pictures, and we've tried to collect some of that information, some of that oral history. One of our purposes, and probably the main purpose that got this started, was from the clinic's point of view, we think it's a really unique and a beautiful folk art, something that we think our folks ought to take a lot of pride in. A lot of our folks don't have a lot of pride. And our thinking was, boy, there's some great people here in the county, there's a lot of great traditions in the county, and a lot to be proud of. So we think this basket making is certainly a unique thing, certainly a something they ought to be proud of, and they ought to take a lot of pride in that. By taking pride in something, then they gain more self-esteem. When they gain more self-esteem, it's a whole lot easier for them to take my pills and take care of themselves. So that was my purpose, and that's what I have to gain in this deal. And sure enough, I think that people have recognized we've got a fabulous folk art here, a fabulous folk tradition, in our basket making traditions. So that was kind of the origin of it. And then over the years, the basket contest has come to be a pretty big deal. It's the best basket contest hands down in the state of Kentucky. In fact, I'll go so far as to say it's the best folk art contest in the state of Kentucky, and I'll put it up against anybody anywhere. The state fair doesn't come close. So over time, people have come in, and they come in from all over. We have people come from out of state to come see it. And then a lot of people have gotten kind of interested, and they like to come by the clinic here where we've collected a lot of the baskets. We have old baskets here, baskets people brought in from their families that are maybe 100, 150 years old that have been up here. But most of them are baskets of contemporary basket makers, or just one or two generations back. But the majority of them are people who've put them in the contest and one in the basket contest. So that's kind of the source of the baskets we have here at the clinic. That's our reason for having them here. I think it's been a nice thing. I think the folks do take pride in it. And a lot of folks, you'll see them come in and say, yeah, Granddaddy made that basket, or I know who makes that person. And they say, oh, I didn't know he made baskets. And then there's an admiration for them generally from everywhere. And so a lot of the folks are proud of our Cub Run crowd who've made baskets. And a lot of the folks are proud of their family who's made baskets. And then a lot of folks come in who've made the baskets and they're real proud of them. So that's kind of the background of the baskets we have here at the clinic, and that's why we have them here.